the Rise Guys Morning Show.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Yeah, whatever. Change.
We are the champions of the world.
Slap everybody in his mother blanker.
Wow.
She might, too.
It's kind of rough.
We are the champions. Listen here now. We're the champions of the world.
Does that still get played? Like, what is the song now when you win a world championship or whatever?
I'm pretty sure it's
Let
Glorilla. You get to pick. Do you want Gorilla Unit? You want Glorilla or Gorillas?
Oh, God. I want the tour.
I like the way you say Gorillas.
I want Tony, and Tony. Tony Stewart, join him on stage.
Gorillas.
It's our anniversary. Sing it, Tony Stewart. Anniversary.
Oh, Paige was talking about this weekend. I just saw a video, actually. It was forwarded to us. You talk about it. She knows how to have a little fun, don't she?
What is she doing? It looks like.
Look like you.
Tony Stewart, funny you mentioned that.
Is it his birthday?
No, but he got beat by a woman yesterday in drag racing, I saw.
Heck yeah.
What's wrong with that?
I was kind of taken aback. He would have more of an issue than I would.
Shirley and Moe Downey Jr.? Who's holes?
It wasn't RuPaul's.
Whoa! Look at you. It did sound like you said goop holes, though, and that, which may apply. I mean,
that was that movie with Shia LaBeouf.
Timeless Tony Stewart. That's his new thing.
They give you a stink face, and he'll be in black and white.
Yeah. Well, most NASCAR drivers back then were about his size.
They were.
It wasn't these skinny runts, you know.
Not these, Ryan Blaney, these smaller guys, thinner guys.
Yeah. Although there's some heavy set dudes. Like, what's the, he's a rookie, too. And he's hefty. Oh. Not Moffitt. What's his name?
Oh, Dan Gregson's got a little weight on him.
Butterbean's not fat, although you'd think.
He lost weight. He went to the accountability
crew. No, I'm talking about the NASCAR driver, Butterbean. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know there was
one. They have a NASCAR driver.
Butterbean. Somebody say Butterbean?
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to watch it now. Butterbean.
I can't remember the guy's name. He's a bigger boy. He looks like a young Benny Parsons.
Oh, do you know his number?
I don't know. I'd call him if I did and say, hey, how much you weigh? He made his door number.
We got a lot of race teams that listen, so if you know a fat rookie, tell us who it is, please.
I'm going to actually put that in.
It's not Hosevac because he's tall and skinny.
Fat NASCAR rookie. And I just want to see what Google says. That would be awful.
Let's see what they say. I bet you they'll say Gregson, even though he's just a little bigger. Might not even be that big, to be honest with you.
Oh, it's here we go. Please open. Okay, here we go.
This sumbitch gonna take a whole day to find a fat little
rookie. I know.
Fat rookie.
I didn't, I'm
gonna be doing old man voice all day.
I got a picture of him on here, but I don't know.
Oh,
who
what do you look
is.
Like?
I'll Google image search this picture now. it's how I'm doing it. How great is this?
Why don't you Google fat rookie?
And it's Mike Harmon.
Mike Harmon.
Literally, I put in fat NASCAR driver. It brought up that picture. I Google lensed it, and it said,
"You talk about from NCSI
Xfinity Series owns his own team." Oh, he's not a rookie. He's been his NASCAR debut in '96, but still, he looks like a younger fella.
You talk about old handsome Mike Harmon. I think you're talking about TV
him?
Shows.
Mike Harmon.
His dad was a Heisman Trophy winner.
Oh, for
Tom Harmon, Michigan.
Well, can I do one story?
Oh, not if you're gonna be a bitch about the whole thing, no?
Okay, well.
No, I want you to.
Okay. Well, there was a chef that claims you should never cook certain things on the grill.
Ooh, I don't know if I'd have picked that one.
Okay, then you go ahead and talk about
it. I'm getting both of y'all today doing that thing.
Go ahead with your bad self. Go on.
Let's talk about
girl.
More. Heavy
you got
set.
Something juicy? I got something juicy for you.
Hamburgers.
What ham?
Okay, so
don't grill hamburgers.
I'll be fast, then you can go back to what your little topic. So here's the thing.
I love when it's little. Remember that time?
Little,
remember that
topic.
Meeting, February?
Yeah.
Matt, you got your little business.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh. Cool.
We'll have to worry about those anymore.
Okay, so quickly, this chef says that you should never put melty cheeses on the grill. That's kind of just dumb. Honestly.
Yeah.
It's going to end up at the bottom of your grill and seep through, and then you have to clean it up when you're done.
I don't know now. They got that little robot you turn loose on your grill, and it's like a Roomba. You seen that sucker? Yeah, turn it loose on the grill, it'll clean it up.
You know what? When I worked at Western Family Steakhouse, I sometimes was the grill scraper. I would have lost that job now to AI.
Oh.
It's gotten us all, folks. It really has.
Did you ever scrape it and like smell it? Like, I kind of want to eat this.
He licked it.
No.
It's done.
No. Matter of fact, I would scrape it before I cook my grilled chicken.
All right. Here's another thing. Shish kebabs. You should never grill those. Which I think that is crazy because that's the best thing.
You're supposed to be on the clock and this sumbitch over here grilling chicken.
Grilled vegetables and.
Yeah, but I think it depends on the meat because you got to make sure it's evenly cooked through. Like, I'd want the chicken cooked on the grill then skewered.
Yeah. I like mine marinated really good and then, you know, cook it a little bit and then you can grill it just for the taste. Pork chops. The reason why you shouldn't is because you lose all the delicious fat.
Well,
and they're better in the pan.
Fat-ass pork
chops. That's why I hated George Foreman grills.
It's not good.
Oh, yeah. It dries it out and tastes horrible.
Yeah, but, am I the only person? And if I am, so be it. I would take take the juice that drained out or whatever.
And put it back in.
No, I'd pour it like au jus on top of the...
Well, it defeats the purpose of it, but, you know, I get it.
Well, it cooks it fast is why I did it.
My grandpa would have, steak on it, blood on his plate from a steak. He'd put his bread in it. Soak up the blood.
What's wrong with that? He was a vampire.
Okay. He was. That son of a bitch couldn't stay awake during the day. He was like, oh, no. Burn.
Most types of fish, I agree with this chef because, like I said, my husband cooked the shrimp, and they were big tiger shrimp that were just, it was horrible. But
well,
he tried to, I'm not mad at him. So most types of fish, including salmon, should not be grilled because it tends to make it flaky and dried out.
Yeah.
It's only good that way, right?
Like how else also pronounced salmon.
It is. So Tim Salmon.
Like Rushdie.
Oh, I see. Salmon.
I'm born on a Monday.
I've figured out a way to make my salmon. I put it.
Still not.
Salmon. I put it in a an air fryer and roast it very low, and then it comes out very tender and it's yummy.
How do you roast it in an air fryer? Do they make an air roaster?
Mm-hmm. There's a roast section.
Tender love and salmon.
Can we put crustaceans on a grill?
If you want to.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What if your husband did that? Would you be okay with it?
Crustaceans?
Yeah, on the grill.
Mm. He's talking about stuff with shells on them.
He can eat it. I won't. Pizza. I don't know. I like stone.
What? That don't even make sense.
Well, I like an oven. I don't know why you would grill it.
Like rapid fried pizza?
Flip it over. You can't put the cheese part on it.
I do like wood fired pizza.
Oh, that's, yeah.
I do. I don't mean.
On a stone?
No, on wood.
You ever ordered a pizza without cheese? Because I did that.
Why?
I thought it was extra cheese. And I'm like, no cheese on the pizza. And I got bread and toppings.
That's disgusting.
It was a pizza, too, with 3 Z's, but it had no cheese.
Remember when I ordered Chick-fil-A from DoorDash that time?
Window chicken.
It's back when you had to pick all your toppings. Now it's remove them or it'll be on there. I didn't pick what bread I wanted. And I got a bag with a chicken breast in it.
You get a bun.
I didn't pick my bun.
They probably like,
where's my hot buttery roll?
Where's my roll?
And they know that you probably messed up, but they weren't going to do it that way.
Well, you know what? I was ready because usually DoorDash is if something screwed up, they're pretty good about giving you equivalent of the money back or whatever. But I was like, no, I went and looked. That was my own fault.
They would have called you. It would have been like, hello, Mr. Harris.
I tell you this. So have you ever put a Chick-fil-A breast on? That sounds weird to say. A Chick-fil-A breast on loaf bread? It's like.
Ugh.
I know.
Why?
I ain't that ghetto.
Why would you do that to yourself?
Because I forgot to order bread, babe.
Why? All right.
This is Chick-fil-A, Mr. Harris. You forget to order bread on this sumbitch.
Here's another thing.
He really taking his weight loss seriously.
You shouldn't put on the grill.
Why are they talking about it?
I'm surprised we got it out.
This may shock you. Filet mignon. Don't put it on the grill.
I don't cook it. Go somewhere else.
I was going to say,
it's pretty thick, and it will take
a long time. Don't cook my own filets.
I'm going to Blockhouse and get it, by God. Their menu's got great prices.
And lastly, this chef says, don't put hamburgers on the grill. Burgers on the grill. And I have to agree with them. The best burgers ever made are pan-fried.
Whoever wrote that, is that word you call your friends?
What?
Done.
I can't say it.
Lovely.
Oh, yeah, that's
sweet.
It.
Sweet.
Bees in the trap.
Bees in the trap.
Bees in those your eyes, guys. Headlines.
Better cook.
Headline.
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 Bees in the trap.
All right, now we can go back and talk about heavyset NASCAR drivers. I got to look this up real quick. Old Money Card getting his fourth mention of the show.
Old Money.
I want to see if it's his who. Dude, yeah. Boy, he knows his stuff. Brayton Laster. He's an ARCA driver.
ARCA?
Yeah.
You said NASCAR.
Oh, well, you know what? I have something for you to juggle, okay?
Hang on now. What you
it's talking? Me, Warren G.
The leaders of the P1 revolution, the Rise Guys. RiseGuys.com.
You want to see my pussy?
Rise Guys, I got show number for the fuck off Friday. Pick up and dial 864-241-4318. 241-4318. 241-4318.
I gotta play that again because it got drowned out a little bit.
It got drowned out and it sounded like something totally different.
You want to see my prissy?
So that's when Paige had a dog or a cat. It was a dog or cat, and the name was Prissy.
Yes.
And
she'll let you see both. By
that
the way,
took
a
that
kitty
out of context.
Named Prissy.
Yeah. Well, that would make sense. So
kitty named Prissy.
I had one named Chrissy, which is crazy. 864
Wow.
241-4318. Paige, that bottle of wine that you're wearing right now is really helping your posture, I've noticed.
No. Yeah,
really
I
is.
I was not drinking any wine.
She's gripping
weekend.
That sucker. Oh, I forgot to play this.
864-241-4318.
Yeah. I forgot what this one's about, but
well, let's
play.
Listen together.
Okay. What sort of dumbass knows that they have a fever and comes to work and exposes every body at work?
Paige.
You get tested, comes back positive. And what kind of company decides to not do anything about it and says, honestly, you know what? The horse has already left the barn. No need to do anything about it now. Everybody's exposed. So what's the point? So the stupid bitch that went to work didn't give a f***, and the company doesn't give a f***.
Yeah, that was better than the call.
Yeah, but you know what, though? Like, a lot of times, I'm joking about Paige, but the...
Yeah, I stayed home when I was
well, you, but the early days of COVID, you got the results backwards. Like, you didn't...
Well, that wasn't my fault.
No, that was the doctor's fault.
It wasn't my fault.
They had my name wrong.
Yeah. Well, so is your chiropractor. But that's another thing.
Oh my God.
Try to kill us.
Yeah.
864-241-4318. We're going to play more than four.
Yeah, this is P1. Should have been a stain.
This is last week.
I'm calling in response to that card that called in talking about truck drivers don't really work or don't work hard or whatever the hell he said. I just got to say, you may be right about one thing. There are some out there that are nothing more than seat holders. But then there are guys like me that deliver different things on a daily basis. I happen to deliver roof trusses.
Roof.
And I do work hard.
Thank you.
I'm not just sitting in a seat all day. And I work, on average, 10 to 13 hours every
week
and day.
Oh.
And it's also one of the most unappreciated jobs out there. Even though if it wasn't for truckers, nobody would have a damn thing.
Amen.
So for Mr. Truck Drivers Don't Work Hard and this and that, I just got one thing to say to you.
Suck it.
Until you get on my level, you can get on your knees and start juggling these motherfucking nuts in your...
I can't hear that. Not enough.
He didn't say it in his hand, by the way.
Whatever the correct grammar is on that. Remember, we spent like a segment trying to figure out which Snoop Dogg song that was from.
Yep.
It's me, Warren G, from the... It ain't no fun if my homies can't have none. What an awful song. They were
really
on the gangbang.
Mm. Well, he's taking care of his buddies, right?
Guess who's back in the mother blanking house with a big blank for your mother blanking mouth. Wow.
Could you imagine if you ran in and said that when Mary, she would have smacked the hell out of you.
She would have.
So, Here's a response to that guy from somebody in the damn business.
This is trucker on trucker heat?
Yeah.
Wow.
He's calling him out.
Oh, Lord. This is how it started in Canada.
For P1 should have been a thing. Shut your fat ass up. You deliver roof trusses. At most, you got to hop your fat ass out the cab and get on your lift up the trusses and drop them. And truck drivers out pull pallets out of their truck new work. You're a glorified seat holder. Shut your fat ass up, boy. And do some real work, then talk.
God.
Pathetic.
God.
Christ, all he does is deliver trusses.
You know, that is the thing, though. There's a difference. But I always said this. Think about on a baseball team. The catcher from the dugout to the home plate, he never has to go any further, even if he's batting or doing his position. Walks, and usually they're kind of hefty. I know that because I caught. I caught before. Don't make any gay jokes. I was the catcher.
All right, here's the lady we've been clipping, talking about her husband.
I want to hear this.
Yeah, so she's...
Do we know that she will get to the backstory, though? Like, what was he caught, like, cheating?
No.
Oh, okay.
I'll tell you this. You have a knack for asking questions I have no answers to, ever. Like, what were we talking about earlier when you asked about the small penis guy? Like, you were asking for, like, his lineage and, like, who he's related to and whatnot.
How do we know?
Dude.
Well, he had a famous last name. I mean, you don't hear it very often. But what's weird about that is when you hear somebody with an old name that's kind of, like, gone, it's usually not what you've expected. Like, anyone with the last name Washington now, it's not white.
No.
Yeah, this is for my cheating husband. You f***ing lied to me all this time. She's going to come into some money. You want some f***ing money? You tired of being poor? Work, man. 3 f***ing days a week is not f***ing work.
Yeah, it is.
You got one thing, ass. Don't f***ing call women. Don't talk to women. Don't get on the f***ing dating apps. Watch porn. I don't f***ing care. Yeah, you go f*** with Amy. That's your bitch. Let her f***ing work. Ooh. And you can go f*** that bitch. Nice. And for all of you men that seem to think that the women are supposed to f***ing work all the f***ing time and they are the breadwinner, no. You can go f*** yourself.
Well, hang on a second.
That's why he's watching porn.
I know. Is he going to do himself or is he going to do his Amy?
Man.
And if you're Amy, please call.
Please.
I want to hear from you.
Because you know her voice.
Because you've probably exchanged heard her on your voicemail or something.
Or they fought, at least. They have fought in a Dollar General parking lot somewhere.
I'm sure.
Sky City. 864-241-4318. Boy, we thought you were asleep. Your eyes were closed and you were just...
I was just looking down.
Oh, okay. We both looked at each other like...
Like, she's right? Asleep or is she getting one?
I was going
like,
to see up? If I could blow you over.
No, I'm just trying to close this out with my phone because it's bright.
864-241-4318. I think we've played 3.
So we already had like a trucker versus a trucker, right? How about a mechanic versus truckers?
Oh.
How about that spit?
Is this where they're going to say, oh, yeah, well, guess what? You don't even know how to repair the things. Because I hear other NASCAR drivers say that about Joe.
I don't either.
No, but you're not too far off.
Talking about Joe.
He's never in the pit.
No.
Yeah.
For the truck drivers that ride around in their trucks for 2-3 weeks, check engine light on, and then it starts raining, they're like, oh, man, I don't want to drive the day in the rain. I better stop and get this check engine light checked. You pull up, you're like, oh, it just came on, and I hook my computer to it, look at it, and it's been on for 3 weeks. You know what I mean? Like, I don't understand it. And then you bitch because you're down because I got to order parts, and, you know, your f***ing truck stinks like a 15-year-old stays in there, just all over the place, nothing but pouring on the road. You know, got in one the other day, damn, little light boy underwear hanging from the f***ing handrail on the top bunk. I just don't understand it. I don't get it. But it's not to all truck drivers. I know some that are awesome, awesome truck drivers. But there's some out there, I don't even see how you got a damn driver's license and stay alive every day, let alone drive a big rig.
You are.
Now, he said got a damn.
I know.
Got a damn.
I thought he said a GDBR. Wow.
Look, a mechanic.
I learned a lot.
Yeah, but when he said like, when he said, them little boy underwear, like he didn't mean like
colorful,
because he made 2 references here. He smelled like a 15-year-old in there, and then he said there was little boy's underwear. Like, I'm saying, like, do you just let a trafficker get by you?
Now, like, did he say it smelled like a 15-year-old taking a blank in the truck?
I thought he said a 15-year-old lived in there.
Oh, yeah, messy. Like, yeah. You have clothes everywhere and bowls of like cereal on the ground.
Player. Right.
I found one on the side of the road. I picked him up. He lives in my cab now.
He's a hitchhiker.
He's 15 and I'm 64.
Right.
So it ain't that far apart.
That's really creepy.
He's a son I never had because I could never get laid.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy, like on Father's Day, like, if you know, I actually did that. I said Happy Father's Day to somebody that I thought was.
I said it to a single mom. I felt kind of stupid at the time doing it, but she appreciated
it. You know what? Yeah, I saw some of that on Instagram where women that were single moms were being told Happy Father's Day, and they're like, damn right. Yeah, that's right.
We mean single moms, like not just like one moms,
but at the same time, if I was a single dad... Well, I mean, which I am, but like a single dad, you know, and the mom's like out of the picture or whatever.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want anybody to tell me Happy Mother's Day. That'd be weird.
I like the bad dad ones that were sent out. Like if you're my dad and someone said Happy Father's Day and you'd say, thank you, F off.
Bombs over bad dad.
Hey.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Live from callrob.com studio in Greenville, South Carolina. It's time to say, hey, famous people celebrating a birthday on the 29th of June. Happy birthday.
Or suck it.
Oh, you do that well.
Probably speaking out of turn, but if you want to keep callrob.com in your thoughts, you know.
Yes, not him, but his actual website.
Yeah, that's right. I can't say anymore.
No. He's going to be all right.
He'll be back before you know it.
He's getting hair transplant.
That's what it is.
He'll be back from, where's the big place people go get that? Turkey?
Turkey. Who we lost to.
I know, dude. But, like, they quit spelling it the alternate way. They spell it just like the sandwich again, or the meat.
Oh.
The meat.
Turkey. I was thinking about the day after Thanksgiving.
We're still in the knockout round, but I don't like that we lost to Turkey on the way in.
Yeah.
And old Pulisic didn't play till, you know, last part.
And, dude, you know who's going to win the whole thing? Uruguay.
Oh, you think they're getting hot?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, man.
Have you also seen the witch doctor that goes to the World Cup games?
No.
He said he's dressed as, like, a witch doctor. He's got this – he's a black dude. He's got this, like, white powder on his face.
Wow.
He's got some – does he look like Papa Shango? That's who I'm thinking.
You know what? It's not racist, but have you ever seen a white witch doctor? No, you ain't. You ain't done it.
Ting tang. Walla walla bing bang.
I was thinking of the witch doctor
from Scooby Doo. he gets in the stands and he starts blowing this smoke and this
Tony
powder,
Stewart.
Saying that he's going to he's cursing. He's kind of ripping off Danhausen actually, but he's trying to curse the other team. And so far, it's working.
You're cursed.
Damn.
You're cursed.
Get him out of there, then. The That's rigging the game.
Yeah, but you know he's not a real witch doctor because those tickets are like $5,000, and he's sitting there with good seats. But he's supposed to be from like Samoa or something. I don't know where he's from.
Sing along,
maybe he's from Uruguay.
Know.
Yeah, they're real good, though. Anyway.
Ooh, ee, ooh, ah, ah, ting, tang, wada, wada, bing, bang. Bang. It's Quiet Leonard's birthday.
Quiet Leonard?
Yeah.
Who's that?
He plays a basketball for the Clippers.
Oh, Kawhi. I thought you said Quiet.
That's kind of laughs like, dude.
Why?
He's being investigated by the NBA for, you know.
Gambling.
Improper payment for an endorsement.
Oh, not gambling.
They're saying that the Clippers might have circumvented the salary cap to give Kawhi this private endorsement through a company that Ballmer has some doings with.
Mr. Cash Money?
Ting tang! Wada wada bing bang! What is that basketball music? Kawhi. I'm going to talk like an old man all day now.
Just I was going to say, you sound like an old witch doctor right now.
What's wrong with you? You want me to make your head a little bitty?
Yes.
Ooh-ee, ooh-ah-ah.
Speaking of a little bitty, Alan Jackson's last concert was yesterday.
Aww.
It was 4 hours long.
I know.
I thought it was the last tour. I didn't know it was the last show.
Last show.
George, King George sang with him.
They had to, somebody had to like walk him out, like kind of hold him under the forearm kind of thing.
I think he and King George sang Pop That Blankie.
And
make that blankie pop.
No, they did Bees in the Trap again.
Bees in the Trap.
Bees in the Trap.
My bees in the trap.
Kawhi Leonard, 36 or 37?
36.
He is 35 years old today. This is SNL Poopers. Theme song music.
But like they, one cast member, of course, when you've been on 50 years, I mean, it's like, kind of like you've, I feel like once a week someone from that cast has a birthday.
Did I? I find out, and this doesn't work. I'll have bit ideas, but I'll find the writers that not a whole lot of people know, because I'm like, and I got to look them up because I don't know them. And I'm like, oh, nobody's gonna message this person a lot. They might see it and they might answer it, but never works.
Oh, you want to compliment the writer on a bit?
Well, I want to give them my idea and say, look, this would be a funny bit for the show.
I bet they can't. There's something.
I've stalked Streeter Seidel for years, and he never answers. And he's not even on the show anymore.
It's from the Weather Channel?
No. You're thinking of Brandon Streeter.
I was thinking of Mike Seidel, actually. Faker of Weather. Remember that time?
When he, it was at Cantori. When he shows up,
yeah, Jim
something's
Cantori,
bad. That's who it was. Yeah. Something bad's going to happen.
He's going to go stand in a creek and pretend it's flooding. Whose birthday? Give us the years and we maybe try to guess.
Current head writer or one of.
Oh, then.
Got a hot ass wife, too.
Yeah, crap. Colin Jost.
Colin Jost.
Colin
His
Jost.
Brother used to work, or probably still does, for Impractical Jokers.
I think he's a runner for Murr.
Oh, Casey. Murr. Little Jost on it. Colin Jost.
I'm going to go 46. That's the number that came to mind. I know she's older.
48.
He is 44 years old today. I don't know if she's older or not. She might
have been. She was.
I had to look that up. You want to see how much old Scarlett Johansson is real quick?
I don't see how much old.
How much old is you? This, we're short today. This gentleman probably wouldn't have gotten a mention, but he used to be in the three-man booth for Monday Night Football.
Oh,
Howard Cosell. No, Jimmy
After
Green?
That. No. I believe he played football at the University of Michigan.
Hey, you were right, buddy. Scarlett's only 41.
Really?
Yeah.
She's pretty.
Yeah.
I wonder if she'll keep doing nude scenes because she's naked in a lot of stuff. Now, I don't want her to stop.
God, I forgot she was married to Ryan Reynolds. I forgot about that.
Boy, that must have been annoying. That must have been a long 3 years.
What, him or her?
Oh, him making the same joke and like, you got to stop talking as much.
I like Ryan Reynolds. Man. Hush your mouth.
I watched that rooftop, whatever it's called.
With
Channing Tatum.
Yeah.
And
Roofman.
Dude, there's a nude scene in there from him where I was like, golly, bum, man, that was. They could have taken that out.
Nice.
You know, like you got to see the back of his full undercarriage.
Mm.
I think that's. She's going to watch it now. She's going Miss Skin, which I imagine is Mr. Skin's wife or sister or whatever.
Ms. Skin.
Because his mom used to be a skin turn.
Him and his three brothers is called. They call it Foreskin now.
Oh.
God, they should. It tells you where you're at while you're looking at naked pictures. Foreskin.
Fourscore and 7 years ago.
Wasn't that a golf game? The Foreskins game?
Foursquare.
Darren Deardorff, 77 years old. That's who we were looking for.
Dan Deardorff.
Oh, Butthorn's birthday. Gary Busey.
Oh, 81?
82. He is 82 years old. What did I just watch with him? Dang it.
Probably porn.
Nah, he was a cop.
God. Oh, he was in it. I see.
Oh, he was a... God dang it, what was it? He was the older cop. Younger cop was his partner. Gary Busey doesn't make it through the movie. God dang it, what was it?
Do you want to see my Busey?
God, what was it? It's driving me nuts, man.
Arr.
I got to look it up real quick.
What are you going to put in Gary Busey movies?
Cop movie, he dies.
You know, Google. It's
Cop. That's what it was.
Isn't it? See, that Google AI, boy, they can figure out even what, like, ours are talking about on there. I'm on my redneck.
So you tell me what movie it was. He was Keanu Reeves' partner. Keanu Reeves is working for the FBI. He goes undercover.
I mean, the...
to bust Patrick Swayze's group of surfers. Bank robbing surfers.
Ah. Ah.
Which is still a good movie.
Give me the initials of the movie.
P.B.
Point Break.
Point Break. Johnny Utah, baby.
God.
Richard Lewis would have been 79 years old today.
How can I make that my new catchphrase? Give me the initials. I say that more than any other thing.
You really do.
That's try my new beard oil called
Give me the initials.
Write that down for real.
No, that's stupid.
Oliver Tree's birthday would have been 33 years old today. Just passed
33.
Away a couple weeks ago. Yeah.
33 years old?
I still don't know him. Like, I didn't know who the guy was, but thoughts with him.
He lived in Antarctica for a year.
What about all those scientists that got taken and, you know, killed? And that's an odd story. You know?
Can't talk about it, man. That's some of that stuff I was talking about earlier, like stuff you just don't want to bring up. That you know. You just know.
And the fraud I was talking about, as far as, like, you know, Medicare and Medicaid fraud, is, like, you know, perpetuated by other countries on our money.
By the way, this hour brought to you by Somali Daycares. Somali Daycares. When you don't want to pay for it and you'd like another country to do it. Somali Daycares.
Yeah, I think it's the same thing about, you know, autism awareness programs and centers.
Stealing money from that, too?
Well, you know, they were popping up like crazy.
Oh.
Getting federally funded.
Yeah.
Which jumped the cases up a little bit, you know.
That's another one of those things where they say it was kind of like invented. I mean, like,
it's definitely taking advantage of it, some people.
Some people take advantage of it for sure, but there's certainly, like, it was things that were not identified yet. You know what I mean? Like, that's what that's called. And this is how you can maybe fix it.
It's either one or the other. It's like some kind of hyperactive disorder or an autism. It's like those are the two categories they put you in.
Yeah. But
mine's obesity. I have my own category.
Yeah.
You can't be all three. If I was hyperactive, no, I wouldn't be obese.
That's a good point. Like, are there people that, and plus if you're on that, God, that's an excellent observation.
I could be two of the three. I'm probably mildly autistic and definitely obese.
That's as good as you noticing there are no white witch doctors. I mean, really. Very thanks for listening. Have a blessed day. Wash your hands. God bless America. It is good.
This is the Rise Guys. Madman, Paige, and Fat Boy.
Every morning, it makes you laugh.
I would hate to start my day without them.
I love the Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Bye, baby. Bye.